Daniel Eugene Ritzinger was an avid University of Notre Dame fan. Rudy, as his friends called him, even as a young boy, harbored a desire to attend Notre Dame and even play football for the Fighting Irish. But he had a hard time getting through high school because he was dyslexic. His initial application to Notre Dame was denied because of his marginal high school grades. Undaunted, he enrolled at nearby Our Lady of Holy Cross College to take courses to bolster his academic resume. And on the fourth try, he was accepted by Notre Dame. Once in school, he tried out for the football team. Despite being 5'6 and 165 pounds, his willingness to work hard earned him a spot on the practice squad, and he came to be admired by the coaches and players for his grit and determination. In his senior year, Coach Dan Devine promoted him to the varsity, finally gave him opportunity to play in the final game of the season against Georgia Tech. Devine put him in at defensive end as the fourth quarter was winding down. He played three plays, including the kickoff. On the second two and on the second play, he sacked the Georgia Tech quarterback. That was the last play of the game. His teammates admired his toughness so much, they carried him off the field on their shoulders. At that time, he was the first player to ever be carried off the field in Notre Dame history. Rudy not only overcame his many challenges to achieve his dream, but also was the inspiration of one of my favorite movies, Rudy, which dramatizes his experience at Notre Dame. Zacchaeus was also a small man who had overcome challenges to achieve his goal of seeing Jesus. Zacchaeus was a Jew and the tax collector for the Romans. Jews assigned tax collectors in the category of sinners, along with the likes of adulterers, prostitutes, and murderers. So Zacchaeus and his entire family were ostracized by the Jews. And like many trying to get a better view of Mardi Gras parade, as we heard, he struggled to get through the crowd. He climbs a sycamore tree to get a better view of Jesus. I've always wondered, why did Luke specify a sycamore tree? Well, a biblical scholar points out that the tree is also called the sycamore fig. It produces a hard fruit, which when harvested properly and salted, makes a tasty snack. Under favorable conditions, the tree will produce up to 6 crops a year. Thus, to the Jews, the tree symbolized regeneration, referring to someone who was spiritually renewed. Zacchaeus changed his life, acknowledged his sins, and rediscovers his mission in life as taking care of the poor. Why did Zacchaeus go to so much trouble to see Jesus? Perhaps he knew Levi, who became Matthew, one of the 12 apostles, who also was a tax collector. Why had Matthew given up his lucrative position to follow this itinerant rabbi? Just what did Matthew find so attractive in Jesus? After spending time with Jesus, Zacchaeus knew the answer, because he, like Matthew, had his heart changed by Jesus' teaching. The words from the Book of Wisdom, "Lord, you overlook your people's sins that they may repent," certainly applies to Zacchaeus. So what can we learn from the stories of Rudy and Zacchaeus as we begin this Vocation Awareness Week? The fear of failure is a huge obstacle for many as they begin a new venture, new phase in life, a new vocation, like college, a job, marriage, parenthood, priesthood, or religious life. Young people considering the priesthood or religious life face additional obstacles of overcoming the attractions of this world and deciding to live a life that the world says is not a proper. The reading from Thessalonians gives us confidence in any new undertaking. May God make you worthy of his calling, bring you to fulfillment, every good purpose. As the old saying goes, God does not call the qualified, he qualifies those whom he calls. If we want something bad enough and do our best, with God's help, we can achieve it, only if it's good for us. Many of us today have overcome obstacles to achieve our vocation in life. Remember, just as Matthew may have inspired Zacchaeus, we have to be examples as Catholic Christians to inspire others. As Catholics, we all have a common vocation, the responsibility to be witness to others that we are followers of Jesus Christ. What kind of examples do we give? Are we generous with the blessings we have received, like willingly sharing our resources with individuals and organizations that serve the good and serve the poor and outcasts of society? Do we treat those that society considers odd or indifferent with dignity and justice? Willing to go out on a limb above the crowd, defend the teachings of our church despite the criticism, opinions of family and friends? You know, the Jews thought Zacchaeus was a terrible sinner. Rudy's friends and family thought he would never make the team. The judgment world was wrong about both of them. This reminds us not to be quick to judge others based on what someone says on a news report that we have without knowing the facts. As Catholics, we have to be careful what we say or do, because we never know who is watching. Our words and actions can reflect either positively or negatively on our faith. Jesus reached out to Zacchaeus, changed his life, but he knew what was in his heart, not what society said about him. He knows what is in our hearts and whether we are in need of change. We should always be ready and open to come down from our lofty perches when Jesus calls.